For those who don't know, that is like the weirdest but most awesome version of Masquerada that I have ever heard. Very cool.
So cool. What's up, yo?
Welcome to Toilet Talk.
Did you see someone else is getting a toilet? I'm like, yes, your butt will love it.
I was, welcome to Skin After Skin, episode 31. I was so surprised on when the thread for episode 30 went up on how much people had to say about toilets. I'm like, really, people?
Yeah, when your ass is your, hey, I will sleep on the one at work. It could stand to be more comfortable today, okay? Legs get all fall asleep. I'm like, look, we need to work on this, okay?
It's funny.
But yeah, toilets, man. So why did you have a morning hike?
I have morning hikes every morning at between 6 and 6:30.
Why are you up?
I meet my boss lady. We are in hiking clothes, and actually right behind our work is the entrance to the Los Angeles National Forest.
Okay.
Not Los Angeles. Angeles National,
National Forest.
And we are hiking somewhere between 3.5 to 6 miles every morning.
Wow.
And half of that is all uphill. And then we get into adventures.
No, right? You have to tell it like parents tell their stories to the kids. It's like, we went hiking. It took us 3 miles to go to school.
No shoes, uphill both ways. Right. No, we actually.
I'm like, how does that math even work?
Downhill. Okay, that's when an email comes in. I think I'll close the email program. Apple Q. Okay. There we go.
And there we go.
So, yeah. That was good.
Yeah,
hiking,
I'm not up at that.
Every morning, I'm totally into that. It's so nice. So nice. Because then I'm done with the exercising for the day.
Oh, no, when I used to exercise,
I'm
always
like,
in the morning.
I come home and I don't
have to
go to the gym, you know, like, awesome.
When I was a workout rat, I always worked out in the morning. Like, then I had the option of working out again that evening, or I didn't have to at all and not have to worry about it.
Except that I'm super tired then after that hike in the morning, 6 mile hike in the morning. The other day I was like waiting. I delivered some files and I get an automatic notification when it goes through the system. So I had to wait before I do anything else. So somehow the system was slowed down and it actually took them an hour to get this through. But I was waiting, and I was sitting in front of it, so then I put my head down on I totally fell asleep.
Yeah, I got today, 3 o'clock got me. I was like, I'm just going to go sit on the toilet for a while.
Did you really take a nap on the toilet?
I was tired. Like, sometimes 3 o'clock gets me. I need like 5 minutes, and I'm dead.
Do you have toilet seats?
Yeah.
So, do you take your pants off?
I use the bathroom. Then I take a nap, and then I go back to work.
I just need to know the details, how that works. Because it's sort of weird, because the work toilets usually don't have a toilet seat.
Yeah.
So if you just go there to take a nap, do you take your pants off, or do you just sit with your pants on top of the toilet?
Oh, that's gross.
It's just weird, you know?
No, but you gotta be really still when someone else comes in, because you hear them when it wakes you up. You're just like, you don't want to get in a conversation because then they expect you to come out. So if you're just really still, everyone just thinks you're...
Do people talk to you in the toilet?
Oh, yeah. Full-on conversations with my coworkers.
Serious?
Yeah. You gotta... There's only... No, you have to understand. There's only 5 or 6 of us. So I can tell by how you walk in who it is. Like, I'll be sitting on the toilet and I'm like, hey, Sayori. Hey, girl. What's going on, girl? Last night. And then once the flushing starts, you have to stop. And then you start hugging again.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm always like, okay.
It's the toilet. Everyone does it. What the fuck? Who cares?
No, it's not that. It's just having full-on conversation in the toilet. Well, okay.
If it was something like everyone didn't do, like everyone didn't have to go to the bathroom, I would kind of care. But like, I've known these girls who run into each other in the bathroom for like the last 7 years. It's like, so. Oh, plus
nine. There's one woman at my work who I've been running into the bathroom and having really good conversation. And not in the toilet, but in the bathroom, but
sounds judging,
by the
but go
mirror.
Ahead. Yeah.
we have been having conversations for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years because we're on the same floor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder what her name is, you know?
Okay, at least I know the names of people I talk to.
But then I got an email one day from a person and she's requested some access or something. And I was like, that's not my job. What the hell, you know? So I sent a message back. It was friendly, but it wasn't super friendly. It was just like, well, you know, you need to contact blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, right.
So then I happened to walk around the other area and I see that name of the woman who sent me that request. I'm like, I want, and that's that one. I was like, oh, if I had known it's her, I would have been so much friendlier.
Yes, you should have been talking to her on the toilet.
I did talk to her in the bathroom.
Yeah, you have a special bond.
Yeah, but they still wouldn't have her name.
Yeah,
it would be awkward. I'm like, so what's your name?
I know, right?
So welcome to Toilet Talk. There we are again.
You started it this time.
So we do have a new segment, and we will try to keep it.
I will keep it 5 minutes or under.
And it's called The Other Balls. Right?
Like anything I say that will sound dirty.
What it is I'm thinking that we need to talk about football or whatever
football.
Other sports there are, because
it
I think
football season.
Even though I have about zero interest in it,
and I think
even
it's because you don't understand it. Yeah.
About it.
To be honest, that's why I think most women don't like it. It's because most people don't take the time to explain to them. I didn't like football until I was forced to play in high school. I'm sorry, I was forced to play in junior high school. Like, I had no interest in it because I didn't understand it. And then they made us play. And I'm like, oh, well, this makes sense. And that's when I got into it, is when I had to play. You know, so I was like, oh, okay.
Well.
And I think that's why I gravitated to sports, because in L.A., you have 4 weeks of a sport and you change every 4 weeks. And
right.
I've played everything from frisbee jammer to gymnastics to baseball, soccer, basketball, baseball, you name, track and field, you name it, I have played it.
At least
it.
You have tried it and you got exposed to it. But coming back to the other balls here.
These are my second favorite balls.
Football! Do I ask what the first ones are?
Or do you need to ask what the first ones are?
Well, I don't know.
Coconut ball. Like anything would be random if I said it. Right? Coconut balls. No, I do love me some football. And Eve was kind enough to give me my 5 minutes of football.
What are we at? 7:40.
Go ahead. Haven't started yet. Okay, congratulations to the Hall of Fame inductees, especially one of my favorite players, Warren Sapp, who played with Tampa Bay Buccaneers and finished his career with the Raiders of Oakland.
Raiders? That's not football. That's ice hockey, right?
The Raiders are football. They play in Oakland, used to play in Los Angeles, went back to Oakland. Stop getting in my 5 minutes.
Oh. Go on.
They are like the ghetto fans of football. I love them. They take their team very, very, very seriously. They've been doing better, thank God, because they were doing horribly, but rock on, Raider fans. Preseason has started. So excited. Dallas and the Raiders are playing right now in one of their early preseason games. Go Dallas, because I'm a Cowboy fan. How about them Cowboys? I think that Eve needs to just, like, arbitrarily pick a team. Like, just pick a state. I'll give you a team. Yeah. Just pick a state. Most states have a team.
I thought the Raiders were ice hockey.
Good Lord, they're football.
What's that ice hockey team then?
I don't know.
The one with the black and gray?
Oh, the Kings? No, they're like some other colors. No, black and gray, Kings.
Huh. I thought Raiders was ice hockey.
Oh my God, seriously? You've lived in LA this long?
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Odd. Yeah, pick a state.
Pick a state?
Yeah.
New York.
I knew you were going to pick New York. I'm
like,
she's going to pick
City.
New York, and then she's going to either have to be a Giants fan or a Jets fan. Both teams I hate, but the Jets do have a couple of my favorite players, so I would be...
The Giants are the ones who win, right?
Occasionally, yeah. They win more than the Jets, that's for sure. But the Jets picked up Geno Smith this year, which is a good thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing in their draft. They picked up Geno Smith. He's awesome. But they have Mark Sanchez. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait for SA.
Okay. So what
you should
about
at least
Idaho?
They don't have a team.
Oh, man.
I mean, I can give you a bad team with you. Like, there's a lot of teams that aren't doing well.
New York. I'm going to be a fan of...
The Giants?
The Giants. Sure.
Oh, God, I knew it. I knew when I thought about this, I'm like, she's going to pick New York. And if I had to choose, I would, you know, Rex Ryan is crazy as hell. But he's the coach for
Do I now need to learn about my team?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. This is, yes, you have homework. The worst team, they have, they're considered one of the top 10, what they call.
What's their colors?
Like red, white, and blue or something like that.
Okay, I can live with that.
They do have one of the best, like, they have this thing called throwback jerseys, and that's when you wear the old uniforms, because the uniforms change over the years. They do have one of the best throwback jerseys ever. They do also, unfortunately, have, they're considered one of the top 10 snake-bitten teams. It means teams that just can't catch a break. They have gone to the Super Bowl 4 times in a row. And lost all of them. Okay. Twice to Dallas. To my team.
That other team there in New York.
Jets?
Yeah, what's their colors?
Green and white.
Okay, no, definitely Giants.
And again, their coach is Rex Ryan. He's crazy.
Okay.
Trust me on that. He says...
Let me write this down.
Yes.
My
New York Giants.
Team.
Bailey is a Seahawks fan.
My favorite team.
The New York Giants.
New York Giants.
Yes.
Do I have to write it 100 times so I remember it?
Your quarterback is my future baby daddy. Brother.
Rick Fox?
No, I hate him. He plays basketball. Oh, my God, these are people you should know. Rick Fox played for Los Angeles.
Yeah. No, you know, because you said baby daddy, that's Lisa with Rick Fox. She's so crazy.
No, Peyton
Manning.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Jill. No, Peyton Manning is the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, who is my future baby daddy, and his brother is Eli Manning, who's the quarterback for the New York Giants.
That's my team.
That's your team? Yes! And you said it like you meant it, too. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we're going to skip the man for you because you are now married to the Giants. I have to say this about football players. Football players get a lot of flack. They're, you know, you know, they are rapists and they cheat on their wives and blah, blah, blah. They're horrible people and they're egotistical. Yes, that's true for a number of them, but they're not all like that. There was a player named J.J. Watts. He's a defensive tackle for the Houston Texans. Okay, used to be the Oilers, kind of. He, up until like 5 years ago, was delivering pizzas, ended up playing for the Texans, and is a hell of a tackler. Here's the thing. This little girl, I forget where she's from, 6 years old, in love with her, some J.J. Watts, okay? Six, and just loves him. And they interviewed him, like, they're talking about his social life. It's like, you know, it's hard because he does have a lot of fame in Texas and across the NFL and
right.
fans. And, you know, you get gold diggers and stuff like that. And he was talking about how hard it is to find a girl that, you know, the type of girl that he wants to date. And this little six-year-old heard him, and she was like, I love him. I'll date him. I want to marry him. And her grandmother's like, you can't get married till you're 25. And they videotaped it. And she just burst into tears.
Oh my God, how sweet.
She cried and cried, like unconsolable crying. It's on YouTube. 300,000 hits this gets, okay? People start seeing it that know him. They're like, you need to see this. So he sees it and he's like, I need to turn these tears into a smile.
What's his name?
J.J. Watts.
Okay.
Plays for the Texans.
Look it up.
TTS, yeah. So he gets wind of it. He's like, no, we have to fix this, okay? He gets them down to the Texans stadium to give them a tour, and she doesn't know what's going to happen. She's six. You know, she's new to the trick. And she's like, is J.J. Watts going to be here? She's like, no. He had to fly out to XYZ. They go into this room, and he's there on one knee. And she's like, oh, his statue looks so lifelike. And it was him. He fake proposed to her, okay? And she was like, yes. He goes, oh, I'm so glad you said yes. I've never fake proposed to anyone before. I was so nervous. He gave her a blow pop ring.
Oh.
He wore a blow pop ring. He gave her his jersey in white so it looked like a wedding dress. Gave her roses.
That is so adorable.
Not done. Gave the whole family a tour of the stadium. And then he's like, we haven't had our first dance. He goes, what song do you want a first dance to? He slow danced to her the entire Bieber, I Just Want to Love You song, I think is what it is. Dipped her, twirled himself. All her future boyfriends are fucked. They are all screwed because no one's going to touch that ever. He was like, you'll be my pretend wife for the day.
Oh my God, that is so, that is really cool.
That is awesome, but all her boyfriends are totally screwed. God, they are screwed. Like, it made Pinterest earlier in the year, and everybody, that was the comment, they're like, oh my God, her future boyfriends are fucked. Because how are they going to top that? She got proposed to by the number 5 NFL player of the year.
Funny.
Okay, with a bullpup ring and a full size jersey. I don't have
she's
a jersey.
Got a video of her and first wedding, you know.
There is not. Whoo, she could marry a president or a king. Okay.
I'm a prince.
Because no boy is going to ever be just like, you know, I got proposed to now, stick, right? You know, by a football player, number 5 in the NFL 2013. What's up?
My first husband, you know.
Like, I've gone on dates with minor league baseball players, minor league football players. Like, I've done all that, and it's fun. I get it. But, like, nothing can top that.
Awesome.
Nothing can top that. So all football players aren't jackasses. Because that he did not have to do that.
That was really sweet.
And they said her parents were like, we want to, like, talk to his parents because God bless him for raising someone.
Right.
You know, like,
that's
how sweet.
You know, that is the thing that I've been saying so much. A lot of it is how you are raised, you know. And sometimes, because
he's not
an excuse.
No, but he didn't have
behavior,
to do that.
But, you know, wow.
She's ruined.
Very cool.
She's ruined.
No, she'll be just fine.
She'll get married to a king. It'll be awesome.
Right.
And that is our football 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I hope everyone has a great season, but I will be talking shit about a number of teams. Go Cowboys. And there you go.
Go New York Giants.
She had to look at her notes. She's like, go New York Giants.
All right. So that's the new segment. We'll have that 5 minutes of it.
And I'll keep them short.
So, talking about now other balls, the ones made out of yarn.
That was my third favorite.
Okay, I wasn't sure. You know, works in progress.
I guess I've been working on stuff. I start working a little bit on my sock head hat.
Sock head hat. Everybody's making that sock hat.
Oh, a billion
right
people have
now.
Made it.
What is this? What is this trend with all of a sudden, like, a whole slew of people all doing the same thing? What was it, the hitchhiker for a while?
I don't know how that happens.
And then what was that, the green one that you made? The
Piper's Journey.
Piper's Journey. Everybody was making the pine. Now it's a sock hit.
Which is weird because, like, 2,000 people, I think, have already made it. Like, it's not like it was some, like, obscure
right.
pattern. But I think it's, like, the podcasters and the bloggers and everyone
maybe.
Makes it. And it's just, I've been working on mine for months. It wasn't, you know, like, everyone got on the trend. I was like, oh.
Well, you're right in the middle of the happening thing now.
I was at the beginning, and I'm still working on my... because it literally... it's and what I think it is, it's like you have... You should see what's going on. You have all of us, we have skeins of sock yarn, and you're like...
You have the pattern in there?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it looks like.
Like, you have... Everyone has, like, those one-off skeins of yarn. You're like, what the hell am I going to do with this? I got this, I'm like, what am I going to do
oh,
with
this? Oh, it's a sort of slouchy hat, right? Huh?
Do I have to flash you a card?
Which one? What? Huh? Everybody has one skein. All right. Where's the other card? Give those in the middle here.
Wait.
Wrap it up. Wrap this shit up. Already.
You didn't even give me a chance.
All right, go on.
God, dog. Eve is antsy tonight. I can totally tell.
No, I was looking at the pattern.
But this is one of those things, if you have one you know, skein of sock yarn, you're like, I don't want to make socks out of it. It's not enough to make a shawl, like, you can make this hat because you. But the problem is you do 4 inches of 2x2 ribbing on sock yarn on, like, tiny needles, and then you do 9 inches of stockinette, which is what I'm waiting to get to because that's football knitting right there. Like, those
the,
miles of
does
stockinette.
This get flipped up or something, or is it mm-hmm. No, it's the four inches that come down. Okay,
and it's really cute, you know. It's just one of those projects just to kind of have. This is why I take, when I go to knit night, this is a great knit night for me because it doesn't
yeah.
take that much concentration. It's kind of hard to fuck up 2x2 ribbing, you know.
Well.
I mean, I have. I'm just saying it takes a little bit of effort. So I've been working on that. Like, I pick it up now and then in the mornings. I've been working diligently on my metallurgy shawl in gray. And I freaking love this yarn.
Oh,
it's just
beautiful.
So
what is
organic.
The yarn?
This is the Quince & Company Finch.
Feels nice.
You know?
And Quince & Company is not that expensive.
No,
they
and they're U.S. wool, too. Like, great colors. It has that. I like wool because it feels...
It's
organic
so,
and earthy, you know.
Elastic.
Yeah, garter stitch, baby. I love me a shawl that's all garter stitch. I'm like, garter stitch. But yeah, I just, you know, sit. I pounded out, you know, I was watching the top 100 NFL players today and was then run along with it.
Right.
The skeins aren't particularly good. I had to get 3 skeins to cover all my yardage for this, so I might be able to make it a little bit bigger than a pattern. You've seen this pattern a million times.
Right. I love that pattern. It looks really great, and I am glad you chose the gray color for it, because that shawl needs to be in gray, because it's just so perfect.
I think it's going to look good in any, like, solid color with a little... But I thought... I hate. I was like, Eva's right. I'm gonna make it in gray. Just for some reason, for us, it spoke in gray.
It's a gray pen.
What you call it? Then, hi Bailey. He's on his back, flashing me his junk. Then I've been spinning. Whenever I feel like doing a couple rolls, making my Frankenclaws. And my
Frankenclaws.
What my Frankenclaws are is I have all these leftover little balls of what you call more balls of what you call it. A variegated with white background freaking yarn.
Cotton yarn. Peaches
and cream, sugar and cream. Yeah, yeah. And these are all my leftovers from other dishcloths and the last dishcloth swap, and here he comes. Like, here's this little ball, you know, this
one. So are you making grandma's favorite pattern out of those?
But what I'm doing is I'm alternating every 2 rows with white. So I don't want to... have it block up, and then because I'm just going to put all these together.
And you're just carrying the white along with.
Yeah, you can't even tell.
Right.
So it spreads out the color blocking, so it's not bunched up as much. And, you know, and if I run out of this, the colored variegated yarn before I finish, I'll just blend it in with the next one, you know, whatever. And it'll be noticeable, but it won't be as noticeable if it was just like the same yarn right next to a different yarn. And so, yep, that's what I'm doing. I think this one's going to make it though. Why don't you make it to like the last 4 rows?
Nice. Oh, by the way, talking of that grandma's favorite cloth, if anybody is looking for a charity that needs dishcloth, there is a local charity. They're trying to restore a museum, and it's all volunteer work and all. So I'll link that up if you're looking for a charity. They're taking dishcloth, and grandma's favorite is one of their favorite patterns.
Yeah, because it's so easy.
And it looks like it's a museum. It's a heritage museum. It looks like heritage. So
it is. But it's such a great... And I've made... The blanket that we always talk about with Bailey, his is made out of the grandma's favorite dishcloth, but 2 giant skeins of Red Heart Super Saver in our favorite print. Oh, it's right here. Look.
Oh, Peruvian.
Look at it. Do you want to touch it?
It's painful to look at.
I know, isn't it?
And it has a lot of blue, so I should theoretically like it.
Could you imagine if this was a dress? Oy vey.
I've seen a dress of this.
That's true. We've seen tops made out of this.
And they
were
all
at
horrible.
It.
Sorry, it's one
fat.
Of the listeners made a dress out of Peruvian print, but it's...
It's pretty bad. It's not flattering. Look how fat that makes me look. Like, I can tell from up here, it just makes me look like... Look at that. Like, and I'm not a size 2, but that just adds on like 5 pounds of yarny non-goodness.
Why don't you just give it to Bailey and not wear it?
You
just
see him, he's standing
there
looking at me going, what are you doing with my blanket?
My beautiful blanket.
He loves this thing. You better now? Okay.
So
that's
the idea of Frankenclaw. It's a good idea. I might do something similar, except that
I mean,
variegated.
I mean, but what am I going to do with...
Like, 10 yards, right?
Yeah, maybe, right? Join it up with this one. Because,
right.
I mean, if they're
but
ugly,
I like the idea that you put the white in between, because that way they don't clash necessarily.
It doesn't clash,
and
it'll make many more dishcloths, too. And I'll just need, you know. And these ones, like, my aunt is always like, I haven't gotten a dishcloth since your mom passed. I'm like, wow, peer pressure, people. You know? So I will, yeah, because my mom can make, I have a stack of dishcloths my mom's made.
Oh, that's
but,
cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I figure, you know, I'll be like, here, for some dishcloths. The colors are crazy. That's what my mom would do. I would get all her crazy ones. Just like, it's variegated with a pink corner. I'm like, what happened here? Or it was like all green.
It's the sign.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, I ran out of yarn. This is what you're getting. I'm like, okay.
That's funny. Well, I have also been working on a shawl.
I just want to point out all the bags that I'm using, project bags right now,
are homemade. By you?
That's right.
So is mine.
That was also, oh my god, that was made by me too.
I am working.
Oh, on you're Black Death. Wait, hold on. Black Let me clear Death. Off some space. Let me clear off some space. I want to see this.
Black Death in blue, but it's not going to stay blue. It's only for the knitting duration is blue. And then
might
it's
going
to go into dye.
Did you see my very hot and sexy
yellow,
plastic yellow lion brand needles?
Right,
I make all my dishcloths with these needles.
That's funny.
I don't know why. Partially because the yarn slips really well on them without them being metal. And they have oddly good tip.
What needles are you using for the shawl?
My wood knit picks, my
mm-hmm.
harmonies.
Okay.
I fucking love those things, dude. They're so slick.
Slick. Yeah, so I'm making the Black Death, right, and then I'm like 5 rows away or so from the lace pattern on the side. It's really cool.
What yarn is this?
This is a Barocco.
Oh yeah.
Nostalgia.
What's that?
Which is cotton, acrylic, and nylon blend.
That's why it's so soft. That's going to be sore. Oh, I have. Ooh, it has a little glimmer to it.
Yeah, but
of
the glimmer is going to go away probably. Maybe or maybe not. But I was thinking of throwing this because the blue, as much as I love blue, this is really obnoxious blue.
No, it's not.
I don't like it.
It's so your color blue.
I don't like it for a shawl. I just, I'm not, maybe I'll wear it a couple of times.
I would say, why don't you wear it and see how it does?
But,
because this
I
is
was,
a good denim blue.
I was thinking of throwing this into red and having a beautiful purple come out of this.
I hope a beautiful purple comes out of it.
Maybe. Maybe I'll leave blue. I don't know.
I think it's a good blue for you. I think it's a great denim blue.
It would go well with jeans and a black top, right?
Mm-hmm. Jeans, the black top. Jeans and a solid color top. That'd look
right.
Any color.
Maybe. I don't know what. Let me finish it, you know. And I love the way this yarn feels because it has some elasticity to it, you know.
It's
so,
just a pretty
and
yarn.
And the cotton makes it a bit heavier.
Yeah,
so
it has
it
weight.
Sort
mm-hmm.
of falls, you know. It's not going to block for anything, but whatever, you know.
It'll block out.
I don't know. Not much because it's like acrylic and cotton.
You can block acrylic out.
Yes, but it doesn't block very well.
Lily Chin can block out some acrylic.
Yeah.
You just can't dunk it in hot water and expect it to
no.
blend. Like, for cotton, when I did my Lala Sipple shawl, that was a Noro cotton wool something blend.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't dunk that. I literally pinned it out.
And sprayed
and
it.
And I sprayed
yeah,
it.
That's what
and
I
was
let thinking
it sit.
Too, is this is just sprayed.
Yeah.
You know.
I wouldn't spray it. I would take iron with
steam.
And just lightly. I would be like 6-7 inches above it and just lightly steam it down.
I need to go back and look at my blocking
oops.
Report
sorry.
From level one.
Seriously? Come on, level one knitter.
down on what's the best way of blocking this. But I was thinking spraying it down might be the easiest. Or maybe, you know what, you're right.
A
maybe
light steam.
Cotton might like the steam.
Just a light, I'm talking like a super light, just to give it a little, this is what you want to do. And because you want that wool to help, because the wool, you want the wool to work with you.
Well, there's no wool in there.
I thought it was a wool blend.
No, it's cotton, acrylic, and nylon.
Ew.
So there is no wool that's doing any blocking. So.
Ew. Cotton? Yeah, I would spray that. Pin it down and spray the shit out of it and let it dry. See what happens.
We'll see. I mean, maybe
it's gonna be gorgeous
maybe it
anyway.
Doesn't even need any blocking because
no,
it's actually
it.
Falling, you know.
No,
we'll see when it's done because it's also all pinched up for being on this like 5-inch cable
yeah.
that I'm using.
Yeah,
for
why are you
whatever
using
reason?
Some short ass cables? I was looking at that like I'm trying to pull it. I'm like, these cables are really small.
No, you know what it is? It's because when it's
what
started,
are those knit picks?
Yeah, knit picks, but the shortest cable that they have.
Six,
but
24.
It started 22. Is it 22? 24? Well, whatever. It started with three. Cast on three, you know, so.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to cast on three. It won't be a big deal. And then, like, now you're, what did you say, 3 rows?
Yeah, 5 rows away from the corner. And we're back.
Technical difficulties.
Anyway, we're talking about the Knit Picks needles.
And why you're using such a short-ass cable.
Because the
don't
the
you have cable extensions?
I have, and I have longer cables, too.
Yeah.
I have 40-inch, 30-inch,
but did you get the
60s,
too?
60s. It's just, you know, whatever. It works. But
it looks so uncomfortable.
That brings me to another subject that we have this week, the technical corner. What type of shawl constructions do you prefer? The top down, the bottom up, or side to side? What
you asking me?
Yeah, that's just, I guess it's a question for both of us.
I oddly enough, like the, I haven't done a bottom up yet.
Bottom up being
you start from the highest number of stitches and work to, because you're starting from the, if you were to wear it across your shoulder, you're starting from the part that's closer to your derriere up to the neck.
Okay.
What you're working on is a top down. So you're starting from the part that's closest to your neck.
Right.
Working out. And when you start top down, you're, you know, cast on 6 stitches. And it's, like I said, it's fun when you start. You're like, yeah, you're zooming through. And you're zooming. Then it's not so much. And then it's like, oh my God, this is the longest freaking thing ever.
See, this is, it's sort of like hiking. I prefer to hike up. So I get the nasty stuff out of the way and I can enjoy the walk downhill. That's why I never went to the Grand Canyon, because I have to go down first. Who knows if I'll ever make it up there again, you know?
I like top down because I like to, I don't know, I just, I like the idea of going bottom up, but I don't like the idea of having to cast on 300 stitches.
That's the one in the back. It's like, oh God, if I screw up on this, I have to recast on.
Oh no, I know how to cast on without ever.
It's not that. If I make a mistake somewhere, they're like, oh, screw it, I'll just fuck.
Yeah. I can't. Like, I see Susan, whatever her name is, Suzanne, it's like cast on 230. I'm like, what? No.
Well, the other shawl that I'm working on, or that has been, that I started working on, and that has been sitting in my my whips forever, is going sideways. You start with a leaf.
Little, yeah,
and then
it gets bigger.
And the border is the same, and it's just the garter in between part that just gets bigger, and then it goes back down together again.
Okay,
I
but
like
what's
that
nice
sort
about
of.
That is you can definitely tailor that to how much yarn you have left.
Right.
Because you get halfway through your yarn, you start decreasing and go down the other
side. Exactly.
I like the way the Piper's Journey is made.
How is that made?
Because it's top down. But when you get to the end, you stop and you work from one end to the other.
Right. You
and
pick
put on,
up.
It's applied. And it's just, I don't know what it is about picking up those stitches and putting that applied border on. But the metallurgy is like that. Piper's Journey is like that. I really enjoy, but I, unlike Jill, who gets bored by like mindless stockinette and mindless garter, I can do garter for hours. Like, I'm just the happiest little clown on the planet.
That's why I want to make that blanket, that Stephen West
blanket.
Oh,
the garter stitch?
Yeah,
because it's
because not only is it garter stitch, but it's garter stitch on like a size 90,000 needle, you know?
That appeals to me in every way, you know, but I like that it has the simpleness of the garter for the majority of the body, and then I'm not super good at lace, and it's just enough lace for me to be giddy about it. Challenges me, but it's not so much that when I fuck it up, I'm like, oh my God, I have to undo 300 stitches to drop down 3 lines. It's like, oh, I gotta undo like what, 30 stitches? Cool. You know, so it's not that intimate, and I just love to see it come together, because you can do like on the Piper's Journey, I think the lace part was 18, 20 stitches across.
Right.
And it's like, I remember I messed up at one point, I was like, oh, let me tear it down 3 rows. Whatever, and just kind of kept on going.
Right.
And it's just, it got to where I could do it. I could do, like, before work, I come in here and do like 3 rows and go. It's just like, if I just needed to, you know, say I didn't knit it because I want to knit every day or crochet every day, I could do those rows and get it out. And it does, and it blocks, because garter blocks, dude. It blocks like a dream.
Yeah.
But I do love me a top down, and I love the top down with the applied border on it the best. I think the disadvantage of those top down with applied border is you do a lot of garter stitching.
Well, it depends on the pattern, you know. I mean,
I haven't seen one that hasn't been anything but garter stitch to the applied border. I'm sure there are.
Oh, the applied border. Okay.
Yeah. And then the downside, the top down too, is just like if you run out of, you know, yarn, you're like, oh, shit.
Well, I'm
off of it. You have a little tiny triangle.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it's easier to make top downs
like
bigger.
But I would like the part of the, what is it?
Top down.
Bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it gets
top down, the one that gets bigger.
Yeah, top down.
No, bottom up, the one that gets smaller.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. What I like about that is that you get like the long bits, the long rows out of the way, and then can you imagine towards the end when you get excited, where you're almost done with a shawl and it's like moving.
But see, that's the thing. I've never seen any of them. I haven't seen a lot of bottom ups, and most bottom ups don't decrease down to nothing. They usually decrease down to like 100 stitches. You know, this was like
I did like about this one here, the Black Death. It's like cast on 3. I'm like
okay,
right on. I can do that.
Okay, I love cast on six. Right. Knit three rows. Turn, pick up six stitches, or pick up three stitches. Turn again. I'm like, yay, we're turning. So easily entertained. The other thing, too, the downside about, I think, was it top down? Oh, with bottom up, you can't make it any bigger. With top down,
right.
You can just keep,
right,
a lot of times
right.
You can just keep going. Like, if you did the math, you could make this way bigger. You know, like, when I did the La La Simple Shawl, I didn't use the same yarn that she did, and I didn't use the same weight. And I was just like, I'm going to knit until I run out of yarn. And that's
right.
What I did, you know. It's like, oh, I'm running out of yarn. Garter stitch border, and done.
Yes.
And that's really nice. It's just, but yeah, when you go the other directions, or, you know, but you have the same thing with the side to side. When you do side to side, you know, it's like, oh, I'm halfway through my yarn and decreasing, you know.
So. Oh, well. So much for the technicalities here. Did you finish anything?
No. Yeah, because you know what we finished? We did our dishcloth swap.
We did indeed do the dishcloth swap.
Heck yeah, we did.
Because we both have Hank's head in shame in the finished object section, but we didn't finish anything. But the dishcloth swap
was
that
fantastic.
We've been talking about was amazing participation this year, and it took us what 4 hours.
4 hours.
There were three of us doing the swapping. Crazy.
So crazy, but. And we have Bailey, our guard dog. He guarded them.
So if you're interested, we will do this again next year. And
we have the scrubby one coming up towards the holidays.
We have a scrubby swap. That's cool.
We should do something different. We should mix that up a little
bit. I don't know. We'll see. It's small.
I still love this one. It's so cute.
It's a little daisy dishcloth. So there were some amazing patterns in there. I mean, people participated. There was...
Yeah, this
great.
Year was the talent was close more even than I think ever before.
Right.
Because in the past we've had really good ones, and then we had like, you know, good ones, and then some beginners, and it's like, and I think it's good for everyone to see that level, but I think it was so even this year. Yeah. And then there's Jill with her mini sweater dishcloth, which I love. I'm not doing that. That's fantastic.
So anyway,
you know, if it has the tag on it, I'm never using it.
You know what? That's the other thing. We're participating in this dishcloth, and we did in the, I'm not participating in the pot holders anymore,
yeah.
But the dishcloth, and I have like this dishcloth, and I am not using
they're
them.
They're too pretty.
They're too pretty.
Okay, Jill.
But I was talking to Lisa when I came over here, and she is a teacher, and she participated in another dishcloth swap, and there is one that is... actually usable, the one she got that wasn't, you know, that special. She said she's going to use it. I think this is brilliant as a chalkboard eraser at work. At work for her being at school. And I think that's great because you use it every day and they're perfect for that.
That's actually a really good idea. I just cannot. Okay, not this last dishcloth swap, but the swap before. Our friend Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Lisa.
She made little, like the
sweaters.
The front of a mini sweater. It has cable. It has lace. It has
ribbing.
There's cables. There's lace in the. There's cables inside a cable.
Yeah, it's double cable.
Double cable. It has seed stitch. It has a little rib collar. I'm not washing shit with this. This is adorable.
It's
so
cute.
We fought over this one because you wanted this color.
Totally won that one. We were
yes.
Like almost in a fist fight over that. But now I know that it's here and I always steal it. So
true. And I love this one, my little Morris Code looking one. It's so cute and it's a little green and it's so cute. It doesn't say. So this is from Love from Nebraska. This is so cute.
So there's really, and I love dishcloth because they're a great opportunity to try out new things, you know,
yep.
to do short rows or lace or
yeah.
Whatever it is you're
random
doing.
Random stitch
you know.
Patterns. You want to see how a yarn knits up. Like, it's just, it really
and
is.
They're actually usable at times.
Like this
you
one
know?
I may use, even though I love it, but it's the windmill
you say
pattern.
That as if, well, once you use it, it's done. You
know? I know, but this is like, I don't want to ruin it with water, but like this one would be a really good utilitarian one. Like, this
right.
Is going to clean, I can tell. Like, it has nice little ridges in the back, but and it came with a stitch marker. I'm not using this one either.
I love that. I
lace.
I have one of those too.
I'll probably use the heart one because it's nice and scrubbilicious.
I've got a similar to the heart one that I use for cleaning up the cat bowls.
Nice.
Perfect usage for it.
Yeah, we have, and then like I still have mine out from last year with some of the pot holders from last year. My little star, two stars.
Yeah,
this one's from Amanda.
Oh, is that because that one I have in blue?
Yes, that's the other one we fought over.
What was the pattern? It was checker square garter cloth.
Isn't it by Amanda?
And Amanda made it. It's by Kayla Kramer.
Hi, Amanda. So,
hey, Amanda.
You need to come record with us, sweetheart.
Yeah. I haven't seen Amanda in so long.
I haven't seen her since my birthday.
Well, anyhow.
Sorry, yeah, we're just looking over all, like, my scrubbies from last Christmas.
Cloth,
some pot holders.
And
some more scrubbies.
Stuff. So,
oh, God, another pot holder.
Let's move on to the haberdashery.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here in my mind. I'm like, look at all the pretty stuff. It's so pretty.
I have to wrap this shit up, dude.
Sorry, the yarn fumes got to me.
Moving on.
So we hope everyone participates with the when we do the scrubby at Christmas time.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes,
we'll
quick and dirty.
Remind everybody. We are the worst moderators because neither one of us has done the July sewing bee.
I've made two of them.
Right, but you made them before.
I know.
So,
and I want more because they're the perfect
bag.
But
the other thing is there is no time limit on those. I mean, we'll try to get them done in that month, but... However, I bought the materials for mine.
I have no excuse. Mine's been in the cupboard for like 5 months.
I finally figured out I am going to use for the outside bottom... Red, then red.
That should so be the top.
No, this is the bottom. Red, look, touch it. It's like out, like stands by itself. For the top, denim, and for the inside, gingham.
Oh my gosh, the red should totally be at the
top.
Because this is like
red,
the jeans, the top, and the inside.
No, the red, then you have the gingham next to the red. I don't
on the
like
inside,
that.
But it won't be next to the red, it'll be on the inside.
No. I like it like this.
I'm telling you.
Look at how cute the gingham with the denim is.
It's going to be so much cuter if the red was at the top. Because it looks like you have on jeans.
No. No.
It's so odd to see denim
on
top.
I want the red on the bottom.
Oh, God. Trust me on
this one. And if I don't like it, I can always make another one.
You should do it both ways.
If I have enough yarn, I don't think I have, but maybe I can just get
enough yarn.
Yarn.
I think you have enough to make, too.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that doubled?
No. I mean, this is all I have.
Yeah, but I mean, look how big, if you do half of
the
dark size
right.
One.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
And this is half?
You have enough to make
two full bags.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah. Make
so maybe
one.
Maybe I'll make twins, you know?
Yes, you owe me for making my twinsy of my hat, so make me one. Bailey, come here.
Well, I meant twins for me, but...
No, twins for me.
So I got the materials, and I think I love the red with the denim, and then Lisa had the idea of putting the gingham inside. I was
think
like,
about
oh,
this way.
Perfect.
It's the perfect country girl with denim cutoff jeans, red top.
I think the red... I'll make them both, and I think the red one on the bottom is going to look better than the denim on the bottom. But we will put it to the vote.
Yep.
Well, any news for you?
It will be awesome.
Well, any news for you in the haberdashery?
No, I need to go buy a ton of shit,
love
but I haven't. Bailey, why are you so excited?
It'll be fine. Are you reading anything?
I'm not reading anything.
Okay, this is embarrassing. It's right now total, what is that? Secret pleasure? No, not secret
pleasure. Dirty pleasure.
No, not dirty pleasure.
Dirty little secret.
What is it when you listen
to
ABBA or some guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. It's all bad. We went for before I wanted to.
What?
The pajamas for August.
Oh, August. Yes, pajamas. I have the materials for those.
Have we posted any example
patterns?
We haven't
posted any
example
patterns.
We're horrible.
Bad moderators. But we'll post some example patterns.
Or maybe we'll extend the pajamas.
For August,
September.
I think that's a good idea.
I think we should do that because it's a little bit more involved.
Yeah. And nobody has done anything yet, and it's already like 9th or 10th.
Yeah,
or
we're going to... Yay! Look at us. We're brilliant. Okay, go ahead.
So August, September, sewing bee.
I challenge you to have two bags done by the next time we record.
I don't know if I can.
One bag done by the next time we record.
If I can do one, then I'll do two and make them all both at the same time.
Bring the heat.
Maybe. I'll try. It's a time issue.
Who are you telling?
I don't have time. So, reading. I am reading Debbie Macomber. Blossom Street, one of the Blossom Street books.
Was it with you in series?
But no, good God, I cannot handle the whole. But you know who Debbie Macomber is?
Yeah.
She writes those knitting books.
Yeah.
Knitting's like Fabio on the cover type of story.
Yeah, I know.
I was talking
this
to
when I saw that go up, I was like, I'm not having a comment, not
I
that.
I was talking to somebody at work, and he, my team lead. And he, you know, he's a sophisticated person. And we always talk about books and stuff, you know. And I'm like, I can't even tell you what I'm reading right now.
It's not that it's bad. It's just like...
It's guilty pleasure.
It's
That's
guilty
what it
pleasure.
Is.
For me, it's hard for me to read fiction about something I do in real life.
Well, it's not so much about the knitting. It's like about that one is married to this one and whatever the drama is, you know. It's like
so it's a soap opera.
But I was telling him, I was like, I can't even tell you what I'm reading. He's like, what are you reading? I'm like... Well,
sorry.
It could have Fabio on the cover if that tells me. He's
so
like,
not
oh
attractive.
My God. I know, this is so gross.
He's so gross.
It's horrible.
I don't get that at all.
I can't believe it's not butter.
He's hilarious, though, but I just would not. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Fabio?
Whatever. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What? Oh my gosh.
No, it just makes me think like.
You're thinking of Fabio.
No, it reminded me of something that happened, and I know someone, and I happen to know who he's done naughty things to on a semi-regular basis, and his comment to me was, oh, no, you might not. He goes, you don't want to get on this yet, and I told another friend of ours, I'm like, he could dip his shit in gold, and I still wouldn't get on him because I know where he's been.
Have you met him?
Yeah. Oh, Fabio? No, I know someone who has that.
Oh, okay.
Like a dear friend of mine actually has a picture with him, but I'm just
Whoa.
Like this is it's like God. It's like you just assume he's kind of slutty. Like he could probably be the nicest guy, but it's like he's kind of
well. He's got some sense of humor to him, so that's
yeah.
all good for him. But I think there's just so nothing attractive.
But
it's
oh,
so,
he's so not my
slutty.
Type. But I just something about him. Like I think he because you see him on all these covers, you think he's like this big whore, and he's probably not. But it's just like oh God, how many women have you been with? Oh,
no,
God.
But then the question is, why are there so many women who are like. Oh, swooning over him, you know?
Everyone has a type, man.
Wow, that's so not my type.
That couldn't be any further from my type. Like, oh my gosh.
So, oh. Yeah, that's...
And our type is, like, fully...
We have complete opposite
yeah.
types, but he
We agree on not that.
He is so neither one of those.
That's we funny. Have such different tastes, it's not even funny. Oh, I meant to say this. Earlier, Warren Sapp, I mentioned him going into the Hall of Famer. He played for the football team, the Raiders. He has a connection to my favorite other man. Dwayne Johnson played for Miami in his college days of football.
I didn't know he played football.
Yeah, he got hurt in the having not being able to play. Warren Sapp was the second string behind him. And they both went on to have brilliant careers. I was like, what? Like, I'm sure at the time, Dwayne Johnson thought that was, like, the worst thing to happen in his life.
Right.
And it totally took him out of football and put him on a complete other path. And I'm sure Warren Sapp was not happy that his friend got hurt. But it put him in the limelight to go on to be a Hall of Famer and one of the best NFL players of all time. Like, what a weird, you know. I'm like, oh, they're connected. I love them. And Warren Sapp. Thanked his ex-wife for all the long nights and all the bullshit and being his. I was like, that's right. You thanked that first wife.
All right.
That's when he started crying in his speech, but go ahead. So, yeah, I started thinking about Dwayne Johnson because I'm like, he's fine.
So, that leads me, since we're back on football,
okay.
to my would you rather, because I have one for you
oh, no.
that I was thinking
the
of this
football.
Week. That's our would you rather segment, which we've been neglecting. Would you rather, for one season, watch, and you there's no DVR, no recording,
okay.
no going back afterwards, watch football as much as you want to, or your reality shows, The Bride's War,
oh no,
stuff you watch, it's either or, it's not both, and not a week this, a week that, one season, and you completely miss
What's going to watch highlights of football?
No.
No highlights?
It's all football or all reality, whatever.
I've had a season. When my mom passed, like, me and my dad missed the entire football season because we were busy with the house and all that stuff. Like, we missed every Sunday game. I missed a full season of Notre Dame football, which is my college team. You know, for, you know, things that we couldn't control, what have you. But I missed it.
So would you rather give up the reality, Brightzillas and that
I
stuff?
I hate that show.
Whatever you're watching.
That show glorifies
Bride
bad.
Wars, the right mess with the dress or whatever.
Yes,
it is.
To the dress. God, dog it. Get it straight.
Those shows. Or the footballs. Well.
I'd give up. Okay, am I giving up a year's worth of reality or a season's worth?
Meaning, like, from September through May or whatever season is nowadays.
August to early February.
Whatever. And yes, it's recording.
I'm thinking. Thinking.
It's not a technical difficulty.
I would give up reality shows.
For football? All right.
Only one season, though.
And then the next season? What if it were, like, forever, you would have to pick one?
No, fuck you. At some point, I want my highlights, okay? If I give up reality show one season, the season I get reality shows, I want fucking NFL channel. I get to see highlights. Okay? I need to know what my future baby daddies are doing. I love me some Andrew Luck. I need to know he's doing well, okay?
So, right now, you would give up the reality show?
If I had to...
All right.
I would, because because my NFL channel, my NFL network went out yesterday. There was a glitch, and I kind of panicked. And I called my dad. I'm like, my boyfriend's not working. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, you know, that's my man, right? Like, I literally on Facebook tried to put him as, I tried to put NFL network as my boyfriend, and it wouldn't let me do it. I'm like, why not? He's my man. On Sundays, even off season, I'm watching NFL network. I'm like, God, it's awesome. I am some man's dream. I cook, I wear Fredericks of Hollywood, and I watch football.
And you knit.
And I knit.
Make him a sweater.
In, like, sexy underwear.
Give him a Willy warmer.
I'll be like, babe, can you go give me a drink? I don't want to get away from the game. Babe, can you give me a drink? Get your own damn drink. Game's on. I love you, though.
All right. What else do we
That's
have?
A horrible would you rather. I'm not your friend anymore.
I thought that was a funny one. I wonder what she's totally
I never
obsessed
answered.
With both of those.
I'm way more obsessed with football.
Okay.
I never answered her if I had to choose between The Rock or my friend Chris.
Oh, yeah. Which one is it?
I still haven't decided.
I think it's The Rock.
Oh, he's so hot.
Well, you think about it. You let us know when you make
it. It's been like months.
So, pet peeve.
I don't like jerk faces.
Okay. My pet peeve is VK. Vogue Knitting.
Wow.
I am so mad about them.
You've been
mad
for a while.
Mad at them, not about them.
Do you have a recent one with you that
No,
it
hasn't
you?
Come out yet, but it's the previews for the fall 2013 magazine are online.
He's fat. He's struggling, okay?
Is he trying to sit on your lap?
Yeah.
Just like some bouncing around.
Come on, fatty.
So the previews for the fall issue are out. And this is what it is. I love Vogue Knitting, but they always have like have one good magazine. Then there's like 3-4 in a row that suck. And horrible. And I want to like them. And now the previews are out, and I actually like the stuff again. I'm not in love with it, but I was like, there's some really cool stuff in there. And
you didn't send me the preview. You usually send it to me.
I was just in shock about it and all pissed off about it. I'm like, now I need to think about if I cancel my subscription
or
not, you know? However, I was in Joanne's today, and I looked at the Interweave fall issue, and that is just so much better than the Vogue.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. So maybe I'll switch over to Interweave.
Yes, you should, so
I
can, like,
think I will.
Borrow it.
And by borrow, you mean?
I'll give them back-ish.
I'll write it down on my laptop. It will pop up in my calendar every morning. That bitch hasn't given my ass back yet.
They have on Pinterest, you can print out old school library cards, and you can like library card it. Like, this shit's due in 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Photocopy what you're going to use, bitch.
That's funny. Well, are we done?
I think so. I'm getting kissed. So.
This is not right. We're only at 53 minutes.
I mean, we could talk for another 8 minutes if we had to.
All right. What is that music? Well, happy week, everybody. We'll get some pajama patterns out there for the August-September PJ Sewing Bee. And, well, that
I
is
about it. I can't believe we came under an hour.
Yeah, I know.
And we got some stuff to audit out, too, or edit out.
Edit out. Oh, well.
Bye.
Oh, Ariara, yo. Opa, opa, opa. Mais que nada, sai da minha frente e eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é sambar. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto.
Yes, I need it.
Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal.
Bye.
Bye.